The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. In 2 weeks, right after this ministry celebrate the Passover, in accordance to the Jewish calendar, I'll be off for the Philippines, and I will be there for a month, throughout the month of May. I'm going to hold several days of training and conferences and healing services in 2 or 3 provinces. This trip is very crucial for the Philippines because I will be training leaders and future leaders for this great move of God that is about ready to manifest in Asia, which will affect the nation, the 2 big nations, most populated nations on the earth, or 3, China and India, and the most populated Muslim countries in the world, which is Indonesia. So I will going to focus in training them. And I want to do it at the early on because I want to be here before and during the election, which is very crucial for our country. And throughout the summer, I will be very busy with the other members of the ministry team. I'll be busy here in North America, actually, and I will be sent to different parts of this country to pray and to prophesy and to train others for this upcoming great move of God. So this mission trip to the Philippines is a very crucial seed for our country, for United States of America, for our children and children's children, for the state of Texas. It is for us to continue to focus in obeying the Great Commission. Many Christians get lost with many activities and teaching doctrines, and we ended up not doing or obeying the Great Commission. This is one of those mission of this radio broadcast, the prophetic voice of our time, to put us or to correct or to refocus us on our Lord Jesus Christ. After all, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is a spirit of prophecy that's in Revelation 19:10, and we must remember that He is the one why we are saved, why we are called in the ministry. It is not for any others but to preach the gospel of good news of the kingdom and to make disciples. Okay? So we focus on this ministry. And other ministries, they kind of elected themselves that they will correct others. They will expose. They are so self-righteous that they expose the others and to give their negative opinion. And many have been following them. Jesus commands us and taught us how to recognize false prophets. We will only know them by the fruits in their lives or the fruits of their ministry. It is not correcting. It is the fruit. How many people got saved? How many people have you mentored? Or is it about yourself, your anointing, and your own personal gain? Then it's not. You are out of line. So Jesus commands us to examine the fruits of everyone, but we're not supposed to judge them. But for those who judges or jump into conclusion over the success of other ministries or try to expose them, that is not your ministry, okay? If you're listening, this is the last call for you. That is not your ministry. Instead, examine your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to really expose its truth. One thing that you can test, if you cannot match the fruits, the godly fruits in their ministry, you don't have any cause to criticize them. You have to produce the fruits in your life, godly fruits, okay? Because many of those that are collecting, you're out of order, and this is the only thing, money is the only object of your ministry, they are jealous. They are just jealous, but we have to examine it. And what you do if, well, the Holy Spirit exposed that to me, then you get down on your knees and pray instead of broadcasting it all over the world. What if it's you who stumbled and fall? You want everybody to know and forget all the good things that you have done and just focus on the bad thing? That is not the ways of God, okay? Put yourself in others' position, and then you'll be more humble and more responsible, okay? Let us all be reminded of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, all the way through verse 5, okay? And I'm going to, let me read it to you from Passion Translation. It says, "Refuse to be a critic full of bias towards others, and you will not be judged. For you'll be judged by the same standard that you have used to judge others. The measurement you use on them will be used on you. Why would you focus on the flaw in someone else's life and fail to notice the glaring flaws of your own? How could you say to your friend, 'Let me show you where you're wrong,' when you are guilty of even more? You are being hypercritical and a hypocrite. First, acknowledge and deal with your own blind spots, and then you'll be capable of dealing with the blind spots of your friends." Okay? Others, they treat ministry as business, but not God's ways of doing things, not God's ways of doing business, but in accordance to worldly ways. I have been criticized numerous times on how I should do this radio program. I need to take a break when I'm about ready to give you a prophecy or revelation, give you some teasers to get your attention, or I need to spend some time in asking people for money. I am sure you're experiencing this even in the prophets and other ministries. For others, copied the world's ways. They will put a headliner or a caption in their message, and when you listen to it, the message is not there. Okay? And that's a teaser. That's a world's ways of doing things. If you read the lives of the prophets of old, they didn't use teasers. They don't get the attention of a people. All they did is to obey the instruction from the Lord, and it is the Spirit of the Lord who caused people to pay attention or open the ways for us. Okay? That is wasting time. We do not need to use gimmicks or teasers to get God's people's attention. It is the job of the Holy Spirit. Do not do things the world's way. The Lord will not be pleased. Some write-ups, you read it. I fell for it in the past. Example. This is just an example that I can. Oh, natural ways. All you need to do is, or to take this one here before you go to bed, and you're going to lose weight in a matter of days without exercise and without dieting. And just click to this button, and then you clicked it, and the write-up will go on and on and on, and it will take up or steal like 30 to 45 minutes of your time, and will lead you to a tailspin, lots of information that you don't need, and after that, they will sell you a product. That is world's ways. Okay? That is world's way. The Holy Spirit or the move of God will not meander through and waste your time. He will tell you the truth and give you step-by-step instruction, and that's all you and I need. All we need to do is to believe and obey and honor Him. As simple as that. And I did not enter this ministry to raise money or get you into emotional giving. That is a waste of time. Emotional giving works. It's the world's way. It will pay bills. But for the giver or the sower, it will not amount to anything until the next fix comes. The Lord did not call me to do that. Ministries and ministers' main function is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, to preach the cross, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to prepare God's people for the works of service, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Okay? We should not lose sight of that. It is really easy, my dear brothers and sisters. It is easy. Let us trust God. Yes, I would want to have millions, okay? I would want to have millions of dollars. I want God to touch and tell about the thousands of you to give $1 million or even $100,000, and we're going to buy the facility for the company. That will be so nice, okay? But it has to come from God, because I don't want anybody to be waving their money to control me or the ministry. I did not get into the ministry for financial gain, okay? I know God is going to bless me. It's just a matter of time. I need to be patient. But not the ways of the world. I want God's ways of doing things. And I know deep in your heart, you want it too. Okay? And yes, we need to talk about tithes and offerings and financing the gospel. But not for our own benefit. It is for God's glory, for your own benefit. All right, that is always been the case. And we need to teach about money, but we should not be spending a lot of time in trying to cause our ministry to be big. The simplicity of the gospel, just like the late Billy Graham, millions of people got saved, and hundreds and thousands of pastors are now pastoring the church and obeying the Great Commission because of him, because of his ministry. What is his message? God loves you. Come as you are. No man-made doctrines, but it's about the love of God. Kenneth Hagin, you have faith and can move mountains. Catherine Kuhlman, Oral Roberts, God is a good God and miracles are for today. The simplicity of the gospel, and they focused on that. And everything else, they got blessed. They got also financially blessed, but that is not their focus. And that should not be your focus or mine, okay? God is into teamwork, okay? And I want the entire congregation and every one of you to be a part in financing the gospel, that you'll be part of the transfer of wealth and influence. Anointing or prosperity is not just for a few people. It is for the entire body of Christ, okay? And we need to examine the fruits, and we give because it's the right thing to do. We give tithes and offerings because we honor God, and we are grateful for all the blessings that he has given us and about ready to pour upon us. Okay? I remind myself every day about that and the congregation. That is why I will not spare your feelings. God is not going to wait for you to get it all together. Because according to Jesus, since John the Baptist, the gospel of the kingdom is forcefully advancing and the violent take it by force. You must need to catch on, okay? It is time for you and I to continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, or for you to refocus. Focus in obeying the Great Commission, not only for ourselves, but for our country and for future generations. Ever since we focus in praying for our states and for our nation and other nation, everybody in the prayer team, everybody is learning and praying and prophesying concerning the states that they were assigned to. They're learning. I am learning so much from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who has been teaching us to call those things as though they were, to pray in accordance to God's perfect will. And we are seeing results, big time results, answered prayers that have national and global impact. It's very exciting. All we need to do is to gather together, spend time in listening to the Holy Spirit, spend time in reading the Word, okay? And we continue, and the team continues to get stronger and stronger. And please don't call me and tell me what to pray and how to pray, okay? You're not the Holy Spirit, and I'd rather listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? And at the same time, Jesus already taught each and every one of us how to pray in accordance to Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, to pray the perfect will of God the Father, to forgive, and to depend on Him every day. So don't even try, okay? I don't want your opinion. I don't want you to be teaching me how to pray or showing yourself. No, we're going to continue to listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? And everybody in the team, they're not going to listen to you. They'll continue to do what God wants us to do and continue to pray or prophesy on those things that God wants us to prophesy or call forth, because we are seeing the results, okay? We are seeing the results, okay? I am in this radio so that I can remind you every week, twice a week, to take your post. Always do the right thing and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. That focus never changes. I want to make sure that you are operating in the kingdom of our God and applying God's ways of doing things in every areas of your life, and you do not operate in the kingdom of this world. We need to do things God's way. Concerning governance and the transfer of wealth and influence, we need to count all our gift, education and training, everything lost every day in order for us to be led and instructed by the Holy Spirit. We cannot assume or presume anything, okay? All this to give God all the glory and to benefit His people all over the world. We need to take responsibility. God already warned us that this year, that there will be great upheavals, natural disasters, wars, and rumors of wars. And He also commanded us in Matthew, when he prophesied about the end times, that we should not allow Ben to deceive us. So let us continue to focus and believe in Him. Because these things, upheavals, are going to happen. But we must stay on course because we are in the kingdom of our God, to preach the gospel to all nations and make disciples. Then the end will come. Do not give in to fear. We are not subject to the economy of this world. We are in God's economy. Okay? In God's economy, there is no greed, malice, covetousness. There are no speculations, nor risk involved. And even when we make mistakes in the economy of God, because of the Father's great love towards us, we will not be destroyed. He is going to give us a second chance, and He will provide a way out for us. Okay? So our focus, and even all the ministries or ministers out there, including yourself, is to focus in obeying the Great Commission and the message for 2024 and what to expect and beyond. The great move of God that's never been recorded in the history of the church is already here. So refocus. Don't give in to fear. Believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Okay. In the kingdom of this world, we save and invest. We have gimmicks. We have advertising. And we take a lot of risk in the market, Wall Street. If you don't have a good heart, you don't need to invest in that, because everything is based on what? Greed and then fear. So many speculations. Okay. And we, in the kingdom of God, we always have great return. We are commanded in the kingdom of God to give. And then God will cause men to give to your bosom. Give and it will be given unto you. He commands us not to worry about what to eat or wear. So don't speculate. But things are provided and will be provided to us by a Father who is in heaven. Okay? We give, we offer our tithes and offerings, not for ourselves, but to honor God, to trust Him with our finances and everything. And we finance the gospel because it is the godly thing to do. Okay? And the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is about reaping and sowing. Okay? And it is always, always amazing. Amazing things to me. The litmus test for you, if you're not generous now, if you're not supporting the gospel now, God knows that you're not going to finance the gospel when you become a millionaire or billionaire. because we are supposed to honor God first and foremost by what we have right now. Like the widow who gave a minus to Jesus. And the Lord said that she gave the mostest at that time. God's accounting is different. But He looks at our hearts. And when you give to the kingdom of God, it is to honor Him and because you love Him back. Okay? This scripture is what keeps me focused. Okay? The following scripture that I'm going to read to you. Why I give you a hard time. Why I skin you alive. And why I always repeating myself in focus on God and do the right thing. Why I preach the way I preach. I don't want this to happen for anybody, for anyone in the body of Christ. Okay? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven's kingdom. It is only those who persist in doing the will of my heavenly Father. On the day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, don't you remember us? Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons and do many miracles in your name? Verse 23, but I will have to say to them, go away from me, you lawless rebels. I have never been joined to you. Why they were able to prophesy? Why they're able to cast out demons? Because the word of God works. Because the word of God is sharper, is mighty, and sharper than a two-edged sword. Okay? These people have ministries. They're anointed. And some are prophets or prophets. But what about you? Are you sure Jesus will open His arms wide and receive you and call you by name? You have to be sure. Get off yourself. Get rid of your bitterness. All your excuses. Flash out from your mind and heart your personal ambition and carnality. Believe and trust God and obey Him. Because at the end of the day, make sure that your heart will always choose Him, no matter what. Even those who don't like me, I do not want you to be denied by our Lord Jesus. And of all the things and activities you have been doing, that they might not pass the test of fire. They will be tested by fire. And before it is too late, the Lord Jesus has a need of you today. Pray. Pray for others. Pray for our country. Take your post and take this country back. And let us usher forth the end times by preaching the gospel to all nations. Amen. Make sure that you'll make it. It will be too late then. So please do not stubborn. Don't try to make justifications on why you're not taking your post. Receive your healing right now. Receive the love of God. Receive the second chance. All God wants to do is for you to have a clean heart, a repentant heart. And today, if you hear His voice, do not harden His heart. Do not harden your heart. Obey Him and trust Him. We are in the midst of a great move of God. Why is it not manifesting? It's already here. Because God is waiting for the people to take their post, who have a clean heart, who have integrity, and who's going to focus and give Him all the glory. It takes training. It takes discipleship. And we all need to be under that kind of training. Not the way you wanted to get trained, not the way you want to get prophesied, but God's ways of doing things. All of us. God does not play favorites. So you have to go through the process. And do not think that, well, because of my anointing and because of my position, I don't need to pray. If you read the entire scriptures of the Bible, even the kings, King David, he did not assume anything. He'll ask God, shall I go ahead and attack the Philistines? And then God will tell him, go ahead and do that. Or God will give him and said, don't attack them front, but walk around them and give them specific instruction on how to engage in warfare. We're no better than them. Jesus prayed every morning, and the disciples are led by the Holy Spirit. We're no greater than them. We have a lot of things to unlearn, to let go and learn new things and revelation and understanding from the Holy Spirit. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.